a sliver, amen, because he is never ending. You think you might be able to get to know him 100%, you are going to be surprised, amen, because he will always create what you have never seen. That's a cool thing about our God, amen. What a creator he is, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to go to surprise Acts chapter 2, amen. Acts chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. And as we go into this account, of course, it's about the Holy Spirit being given to 120 people, men and women. Hallelujah. You need to tell whole denominations. The girls were in on this. Because they don't let the girls do anything in church, and they're missing out big time. Amen? So in Acts chapter 2, we have something happening on this day back in the beginning of their century, actually. So clear back a couple thousand years ago, we had an event take place that God had been talking about for a long time. And he had been promising them, the people of Israel, his people, he had been promising them that he was going to change their hearts that were like stone. Amen. He was going to turn their hearts to be a heart like he has. Amen. And so as he was getting ready to do that, I know that there had to be a council of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and them just talking about this. And I think Jesus said, I just think to living down there with these guys, they really pay attention to the weather. So I think we need some big wind that gets their attention. They love it when the trees are bending over and go, wow, look at that. Okay. So let's give them some wind. And then they love fire. These people live for fire. They fire's a big part of their lives. So we need to put a little fire in there too. But more than anything else, we need to do something they have never seen or heard in their life. Because that's what God likes to do. He likes to create, and therefore, because we are his creation, what do we like? We like to see what he made. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Why do people get up and read newspapers every morning? Because they think they're going to find some news. You're looking for new. You're looking for new. You're looking for new. You're looking for new. Amen. And that's what God is going to give these people. He's going to give them new like they've never seen in their life. Amen. So here's what happened. Amen. It says, and when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And that's talking about the 120, okay? And they were in the upper room, slightly larger than our upper room, because you've probably noticed we have an upper room because we have lettering up there saying that. Yeah, see, we always say upper room. And we thought it was a really good idea to have those at the end of the stairs. Oh, it's upper. Where's the upper room, guys? Up! It's up, okay? So, they're all together. 120. And they all had quite an experience that morning. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. And here's what happened. And suddenly, now you listen carefully to this. And suddenly, there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind. It wasn't a violent rushing wind. It was like it. But it wasn't. It wasn't a violent rushing wind. it was like it. Because it was God. God, the Holy Spirit. So it's like an amazing, violent, rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. It's a smart wind. It goes into one house.
Amen.
That's a new one. And there appeared there to them tongues as of fire. It's not a fire. It's as a fire. It's as a fire. And those tongues of as of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. So they were all looking at other, not realizing they had this fire over them. They're going, whoa, everybody's got fire on their heads. What in the world? Their hair isn't burning. This is wild. What is going on? Now, listen to this. And they were all filled. Everybody say filled.
Filled.
With the Holy Spirit.
Yay.
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, here's a problem. In John's Gospel, Bible says, I think it was chapter 18, 17, somewhere in there. John's gospel, John looked at this event and went, this is important. Some of the other writers didn't, but he did. He said, Jesus breathed on us and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. 20, okay, thank you. So, they received the Holy Spirit then. We know they did too, because they were hiding from the Romans who were trying to find them desperately. So they were hiding from the Romans until that day, and that day they started laughing. Bible says in the book of Luke that they were filled with joy. They weren't afraid anymore. They're ready to go. Ooh. So something happened to them after they had received the Holy Spirit and were born again. Something else happened to them. And again, that freaks out whole denominations. There is something that happened. And they're always going to say, the opponents will always say, then you get a different spirit. It doesn't say that they got a different spirit. It says they received the Holy Spirit then, and they got filled with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. So guess what? You don't get a different spirit. You just get more of the same spirit. Oh my, but what is in the filling? Buddy, I'm telling you, it's not filling teeth. Although God does that. Did you know that God has times that he'll just flow through crowds and fill their teeth? And Jocelyn is needing some dental work, so shall we just go ahead and have that day today, hon? Amen. Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. They are going to get filled. They're going to get filled. They're going to get filled. When they received the Holy Spirit, he changed them from pathetic hideaways to guys full of joy. Okay, that's a big difference. But I'm going to tell you, it's very small compared to what's going to happen when the Holy Spirit comes on them and fills them up. When they get filled, they will never be the same. Never. Because something happened. Something happened. Let me tell you what happened. If you want to grow spiritually, the Bible says that you need to study to show yourself approved. A workman that need not be ashamed, handling or dividing accurately the word of God, the word of truth. Okay? So if you want to grow, you're going to have to say no to some things that you like to do in exchange for doing something that God wants you to do, and He'll make it more worth your while than any billiard joint in the town. Amen. Of course, girls don't care about but any theater. Any theater. The girls like the theaters. But yeah. You had to bring that up in the middle of basketball season, right? Yeah. Actually, at the important part of the basketball season. Okay. So, this gets wild. Because people think they know what Acts chapter 2 says, but they don't unless they really have studied. They don't know what happened. Okay? So, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues or languages as they rested on each one of them. So the fire of the Holy Spirit is coming down on them, and He is filling them and enabling them to speak with a different language as the Spirit gave them utterance. Everybody that wants to get filled with the Holy Spirit today, how many are you? Lift your hand if you want to get filled with the Spirit again. Yeah. Get filled. Hallelujah. If you want that, you've got to understand, if you've never had it before, if you want that, you got to understand something. The Holy Spirit was giving them a language they did not know. They didn't know it. When I got filled with the Spirit, I was in a long line with a bunch of people in Denver, Colorado at a hotel. They had a conference there, spiritual conference there. And so I was standing there, and the guy that was doing this he and his wife were called the Happy Hunters. Okay? So the Happy Hunters were happy folks, I'm telling you. And they were the great ministers and just had a great ministry. And the man was Charles. And Charles had been a long-term bookkeeper. And he looked exactly like one. Okay? You think bookkeeper, it was Charles Hunter. Amen? And then God called him to minister. And so Charles, being a technical-minded guy, said this: I am going to tell all you people that are in this line to do a couple of things. If you will do exactly what I tell you to do, you will get filled with the Spirit and speak in other tongues tonight. And I went, I'm in. I'd been saved for about 45 days at that point. Read a book about a Methodist minister that was so hungry for the Holy Ghost that he finally went to a church that didn't have just white people. Every color, every tribe, every tongue, brother, they were all there, and they were rocking and rolling at noon on a weekday and had church every weekday. That's who you go to find who's filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Brother, don't go to the place that's palatial. Go to the place that's partying. Woo, Jesus, give me a flag. You know, flag me down a little bit here. Thank you, Jesus. So, I'm standing there, and he said, first thing, you have to talk. I went, you mean you needed to tell us that? See, I was a smart aleck at that time. Glad I got over that. My wife. You didn't hear what she said, and I'm glad. Amen. She just, sure, you're over that. All right. So I'm standing there. Okay, I need to talk. He said, but it can't be in your language. And I went, that complicates things. I'm going to speak a language I don't know. Fortunately, I was a little boy that had made lots of different sounds growing up. See, boys don't talk, they just make sounds. Amen? The girls are all talking by the time they're 1.5 years old, you know. The boys are going, boom! Okay, so I'm thinking up something that I can do that with, you know. So he said, last thing is, we're going to stop, and then we're going to start again. I said, well, I can do that. So it's this second one that's the hard one. Can't speak in language that I do know. Okay, so he just said, on the count of three, you start talking. Who start talking? Me start talking. But who's going to give me that language? The Holy Spirit. The only problem is you got to have him in you already. Or you're going to be blabbering out something that the devil probably get a hold of. Amen? So here's what I'll do. I'll never forget about it. I got up there. When he said go, I had determined this was my plan. I'm just going to go as fast as I can. He said, go, and I went, stop. Stopped her right off. I looked around at my friends. I was the fastest. I was the loudest. I thought, I got this down. He said, start again. Count of three. One, two, three. I got this. And I didn't have it at all. But the next day I did. You have to talk. We're going to lay our hands on you and say to you, when we lay our hands on you, Jocelyn, I'm going to do this. When we lay our hands on you, you have to speak. You cannot go and have us say, you need to talk. And you go, but I don't have any words. Then do what I did. Just do something. Do something. Okay? Just do something. And if you will, God will honor you. He'll honor it. And that afternoon, this afternoon, or later, or the next day, if you keep doing that, all of a sudden it'll go, Ustenda de Bredusta Kelefesta. I praise to Gudenste, Hehe la Kanda de Esta. And you'll say, whoop, that's a language right there. That's a language. I'm going to ask Melody to come up here and share about what happened to her when she got filled with the Holy Spirit. And then we're going to have people come up that want to be filled. If you've already done this before and you want a refreshing, you come on up. It's going to be fine. But let's listen to this testimony. She needs the... I'll see if it is. It is on. And there you are.
Thank you. Well, I was a good Baptist girl. I had been for a number of years, but I always knew there was something else.
Amen.
And I would ask my Baptist preachers, what else? Well, you've got to read your Bible more and you got to pray more. It was always about me. You know, you got to do this. But I just knew somehow that wasn't right, but I didn't know what was. And so we had moved all the way to Gillette, Wyoming from Texas. My husband was in the oil field, and we were in a Baptist church, and my husband and I were the youth leaders. And we had friends. One was the pianist, and one was the choir director. If you're in the Baptist church, you always have a choir.
Yeah.
And one, her husband, was on the board. So anyway, my husband had hired some people from Texas to come up and be a mechanic for the trucking company he managed. And their boss down there had gotten involved with the Full Gospel Businessman. And I don't know if you know who that is,
yeah.
But that was businessmen that got the baptism in the late 60s and then early 70s. And they had their own organization, and they had meetings. We came to some in Denver, and they had one in Casper. But anyway, it was businessmen, and they would get up and give their testimony of how they got the baptism and what the Lord had done. People got healed and all kinds of stuff that we never knew happened. And so anyway, this boss in Texas that he left from had gotten involved in that. So he sent them the magazine. They put out a monthly magazine, the Full Gospel Businessmen did. And he sent that to them. Well, Gillette was booming, so at the time you couldn't get your own mailbox. So they got their mail at the company mailbox. And so they stayed about 6 months, and they didn't like Wyoming, so they went back to Texas. But that magazine kept coming to the box, to the business box. And Larry would bring it home, and I'd pitch it because I didn't know what it was. And one day, I sat down and read that magazine before I threw it away. And I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit in me, and he was there because I'd been saved for a long time. He went wild. he said, this is what I've been trying to tell you. And so I started passing that magazine around to my friends. And we got all interested, and one of the ladies said, well, this sounds like the books that my mother's been sending me. He said, I just thought she'd flipped out in her old age. And one of the books was a new song, and they speak with tongues. And Pat Boone had out of a book, a new song. And we started reading those books, and, man, we all just went nuts. And so, of all places, for the Full Gospel Businessmen, the international, it was an international group, to have a director was in Casper, Wyoming,
wow,
which was 100 miles from where we lived. So we called him and said, would you come over and talk to us? Well, first we tried to go to the Assembly of God Church, but it was as dead as our Baptist church, I'm sorry to say. And so anyway, we asked this guy from Casper if he'd come over, and he said, oh, yeah, I'll be right over. So he came over that Saturday and brought some guys, some people with him, men and women, and prayed for us to receive the baptism. Well, I didn't receive it that day, but a couple of days later, I told Larry, my husband, when he started bed, I said, I think I'm going to stay up for a little while and pray. And I sat down on the couch and started asking the Lord for my prayer language and to be filled, and it came, and I've never been the same since. And so anyway, we all four of us got filled with the Holy Spirit, and of course we thought everybody would want to know. I mean, you know, we were so excited. So we started talking about it, and you know, us with our young people, and all of us started talking about it to people in the church, and of course that didn't go too well in the Baptist church. So when you join the Baptist church, they all vote, hold their hands up and say yes. I mean, the pastor says, do you accept these people in our church, and mm-hmm. they all hold their hands up and say yes. Well, they had a meeting, a called meeting. They didn't invite us, and voted us out. They had people vote us out, and so that was fine. We started having our own group at our house. You know, in Gillette, Wyoming, if you know anything about it, it's way up north, 300 miles from here. Nobody turns their garage into a den. And we had a nice-sized house, but before this happened, we had turned our huge two-car garage into a den. And years ago, when Larry and I first got married, I said I'd always wanted to learn to play the piano. So one year for Christmas, he bought me a piano. Well, I had two or three kids and worked some, and, you know, I tried to take lessons, but I never did learn it. But we carried that piano all over and ended up in Gillette with it, you know. Well, my next-door neighbor who got filled was a great pianist. And this one lady was, like I said, the choir director. And we started having our own meetings, and oh, my goodness. We got in trouble with every church in town, you know. And they told their people not to come to our meetings, you know, all kinds of stuff. But it ended up that the Catholic priests got filled and some of the nuns. We had some of our meetings at the Catholic church. It was well known all over town. Of course, Gillette wasn't that big a town. But there was such a move of God. Oh, my goodness. Because of the filling of the Holy Spirit. And like Pastor said, we have the Holy Spirit. When we accept Jesus, he comes into us. Mm-hmm. But as he did to the disciples, he didn't give them their tongues until later. And then when they got the tongue, man, they were set on fire. Yeah. Before that, they had been hiding out, you know, and didn't want anybody to find them. And then they just started going all over town and praying and preaching. And that's kind of what we did. And we had our meetings. We saw miracles. We saw all kinds of things. And I think I've told you this before, but one of the young men, he came back from college, and he had gotten kicked out of college because of drugs. And somebody brought him to one of our meetings. And he got set free. He got filled with the Holy Spirit and set on fire for God. And now he has one of the largest churches in Gillette and has for many years.
That's awesome.
And so God can do anything.
Yes, he can.
I mean, just look at the disciples, what he did with them. And don't think that you're any different. You're a child of God, just like they were. Just like me, I was just an old country girl that really didn't know much, you know. But God filled me, and I couldn't be quiet about it, and I still can't.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
You find about the power of God when you receive the baptism.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about the power of God until you receive the baptism.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that opens it up to you. And Kathy, when we moved here, in 1982, this church was like 500 and 600 people. Dave DeWell had started it, and he prayed for miracles, and people got healed and set free and all kinds of stuff. And we're believing for that same thing to happen.
Amen.
We've been praying on Tuesday and Thursday. And any of you that want to come and join us, we pray from 12 to 1 on Tuesday and Thursday. And we're believing for a mighty move of God in this church.
Yes.
So get ready.
Amen.
If you're not ready, you better get ready,
because
it's going to happen.
Amen.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Amen.
And I'm 81, and I'm still going strong with it.
Praise God.
Well, it's one thing to shout and clap, and now it's your turn to get filled. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we are going to get things set up here, and as we do this, if you want to stay, you can. If you need to leave, go ahead and do that as well. Just be careful that you're not making a lot of racket when you're doing that. But we'll ask people that want to be filled to come on up here. across the front here. We'll have some music on, so we'll have Jeremiah. You can play our playlist again.